is the 3 o'clock time certain for the Portland City Council. Mayor Adams is on city business in Washington, D.C., and Commissioner Fish has an excused absence, so I, as the immediate past president, will be presiding today. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Adams?
Please read the title for item 240.
Appeal of East Portland Land Use and Transportation Committee against hearing officer's decision to approve with conditions the application of Rodello and Vivian Asa for a conditional use and adjustment for a group living facility at 2027 Southeast 174th Avenue, LU11146609CUAD.
This is a quasi-judicial hearing, and so the city attorney, Catherine Beaumont, will tell us the rules of procedure for today.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I have several announcements I'm required to make by state law concerning the type of hearing we're having today, order of testimony, and guidelines for presenting testimony. First, this is an evidentiary hearing. This means you may submit new evidence to the council in support of your arguments. Second, in terms of the order of testimony today, we'll begin with a staff report by Bureau of Development Services staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the City Council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The appellant will go first and will have 10 minutes to present the appellant's case. Following the appellant, persons who support the appeal will go next. Each person will have 3 minutes. The principal opponent, in this case the applicant, will have 15 minutes to address the City Council and rebut the appellant's presentation. After the principal opponent or the appellant, the Council will hear from persons who oppose the appeal, that is, people who support the appellant. Again, each person will have 3 minutes. And then finally, I'm sorry, let me be clear. After we hear from the appellant and supporters of the appellant, we'll hear from the applicant, then supporters of the applicant. Each supporter of the applicant will have 3 minutes, and then finally the appellant will have 5 minutes for rebuttal. The council may then close the hearing, deliberate, and take a vote on the appeal. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the appeal. If the council takes a final vote today, that will conclude the matter before the council. Finally, just some reminders and guidelines for those people presenting testimony today. First, any letters or documents you wish to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk before you testify. Similarly, the original or a copy of any slides, photographs, drawings, maps, videos, or other items you showed to the council during your testimony, including PowerPoint presentations, should be given to the council clerk to make sure they become part of the record. Second, any testimony, arguments, and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria for this land use review or any other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of their staff report to the council. You must raise any issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue. If you don't, you'll be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Finally, if the applicant fails to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with enough specificity to allow the council to respond, the applicant will be precluded from bringing an action for damages in circuit court to challenge the conditions of approval. One note I want to make today is we have 3 members of council present rather than 5. In order for the council to take any action today, it requires 3 affirmative votes. So any motion that is made requires 3 votes in order to pass. A 2-to-1 vote on a motion simply means the motion fails. The alternatives available to council at that point are to propose another motion that might garner 3 votes, or if the council is unable to resolve this appeal today, to continue it to a future date when there are more members of council present who can participate after reviewing the record of this hearing. That's all I have.
Thank you. I noticed that we don't have Portland Community Media on. They were here earlier, but is that a problem in terms of the record? We have audio as well. so we can proceed. Okay, great. Thank you, Catherine. And so now we have our staff report.
Commissioner Fritz, before we do the staff report, I think we need to inquire about conflicts of interest and ex-party contacts.
Thank you for reminding me. Does any member of the council have a conflict of interest to declare? Does any member of council wish to declare any ex parte contacts? I will say that my staff has spoken with members of the public, but I have not. Does any member of the audience wish to question any of the council on ex parte contacts or conflicts of interest? Thank you. Now we're ready for the staff report. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Council. I'm Sylvia Cate, the assigned planner for this review. And before I get started, the applicants have come to me and requested a consideration of postponing this hearing to a time certain when there is a full council available and present. So I wanted to put that out to you immediately for your consideration.
Well, I think given that everybody's taken the time to come down to City Council today, as the city attorney suggested, the other members of the council could review the record unless either of my colleagues would prefer to postpone.
I'm more than happy to postpone it.
Yeah, I mean, if either of the parties feel that they want the whole council hearing, I don't object to that.
Just seems like people took the day off to come down here today. Another option that we could do is to continue the hearing if it doesn't appear that we have consensus.
I mean, at the outset, your options are either to postpone the hearing in its entirety and just set it over to a later date, as apparently the applicant has requested. The other option is to conduct the hearing today, hear testimony today, and continue the hearing for decision-making to a future date.
Well, this appeal is by the appellant, so...
Correct.
I'm wondering what the appellant's feelings are about whether we hear it today or not.
You might want to hear from the appellant before you make a decision.
I'd like to hear from the appellants before we... Would the principal appellant come forward, please?
Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Leonard, Commissioner Saltzman. My name is Bonnie McKnight. I'm representing the IPNO, the East Portland Neighborhood Association's Land Use and Transportation Committee, who is the appellant in this case, in this proposal. I don't know. It's a very hard thing to say. I do know this takes an enormous amount of citizen time to even get this far. I think we made a good faith effort believing that it would be scheduled at a time when all the council was present. That's not the case, but it's through no fault of ours. And most of us have personal lives that get in the way of a subsequent date, and we may even have volunteer efforts that will get in the way of that as well. It's whatever the sense of this group is, it would be an imposition, I believe, on me personally. I know that on behalf of the Land Use Committee. Secondly, it's an imposition on the people who need a resolution for this. And that's not just the applicants, but it's the people living in the neighborhood who are uncertain right now what's going to happen. And Tom Lewis is chair of Centennial. He's partisan to this, but not the person talking.
And yes, thank you, Council. I'm Tom Lewis, chair of Centennial Community Association. Within the boundaries, the development will fall in Centennial neighborhood. And as far as the facts that are outlined in the Centennial Neighborhood Plan that was adopted by Council January 31, 1996 will speak for themselves for evidence in this case. So I don't believe things will change.
Mr. Lewis, your comments need to be confined to whether or not you agree to postpone the hearing as the applicants have requested today, not to the substantive merits of the appeal.
I wanted to probably the effect of another trip in and some scheduling and things such as that matter, it is short of hardship. I think it's important enough that I will come to testify another time if necessary, and that's okay with me.
Had you heard about the request for postponement before you got here?
I had not, just a few minutes ago.
The other question is, as opposed to continuing anything, I think it's important if we're going to go for the entire council to be present, that the entire council hear it from beginning to end.
Thank you. We'll have a discussion. You could return to your seats for right now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Colleagues?
Well, with three of us here and the request, which was, I think, a legitimate request that if we don't agree today that the next council will hear this all over again, I'm a little reluctant to sit through this twice.
I would agree. I mean, I could see if we hear the evidence today and put off the vote until all five of us are here and the other two members would review the record, but I think that's inconsistent with what the request is of the appellants. So I think that would mean we should err on the side of deferring this to a date when the full council is here.
Carla, when's the next date that the full council is scheduled to be here?
For 90 minutes still, we're looking at April 19th because of the work sessions the first 2 weeks.
Right.
It's 2 p.m. on the 19th.
Am I here on the 19th?
Yes. I don't have any absences. Okay. That's a Thursday.
Yes, I know. I know there's one Thursday that I'm scheduled to be out. Okay.
If there is a conflict, can we, as the appellant, ask for a change of date? I mean, the problem here is these dates are locked in by the council, and then we may have other kinds of obligations that are in the way. So it's really not allowing us to appeal in some ways.
I don't have any objection to coordinate anything.
So all I want is the flexibility. If this is a conflict, I have no way. I have no clue what my April 19th schedule is.
So how about if we choose two dates, and then could you decide among those two?
That would be great.
Okay.
Another date?
Although if we're going to postpone this, we need to postpone it to one date at one time, not to alternate dates.
I'm wondering if we should at least hear the staff report, which our colleagues could watch on video. Or do you just want to postpone the whole?
If we're going to postpone it, we should just postpone it.
Are you the applicant?
Yes.
Would you like to come forward? Please state your name for the record.
Yes. Thomas Cutler. My address is 5000 Southwest Meadows, Suite 400 in Lake Oswego. I guess my only concern in asking for the postponement, it has to do with closing of the record for evidence. And it oftentimes, maybe it won't happen, but oftentimes the council has a give and take. They have questions they want to ask and more input that they want from the applicant or opponents. And it just seems for efficiency that it would be best to postpone. We were hoping that it wouldn't be quite so far out as April 19th. I don't know if there's another alternative date that's a little bit closer. I do understand there's a procedural question in terms of you can't really postpone it out for two alternate dates. But I suppose we could postpone it to the next closest date, and if that is a problem, leave it open for a motion, you know, a written request or something from the opponents for a different date. I know that I will make myself available, and everyone from the applicants group will make themselves available for the 19th if that's the earliest. But if there's any other special, you know, special session or special time that could be set for an earlier hearing, we would welcome that, since that is more than a month out. But council knows its schedule. And we're
actually, I can't. I'm not here for that 2 o'clock on the 19th.
So, I mean, if your only purpose in asking for a postponement is that we might keep the record open, I don't know that that's generally been our practice. And
well, I guess my thought was it would be nice to have the full panel hear all of it, and then if any one of you have questions or you know, there's any give and take or exchange that needs to happen. Just reviewing it later, you know, council members that only review the transcripts or the records, the audio later, are handicapped in that process. And this is an important enough application for my client that we really would like the full benefit of everyone hearing it and weighing in on it. And I guess that would be our position. We really would want to have it postponed to a time that everyone could hear it and ask questions and respond to the evidence before it closes.
So I apologize for not filing the absence for the 19th of April. It seemed far enough away that...
I was thinking if a council wanted to maybe bump one of the budget work sessions on the 4th and 5th are the first days I show everybody in. The rest of March, I've got an absence every Wednesday and Thursday.
And the budget, it can't get off schedule.
I don't know if they would move to maybe the Thursday morning of the 5th.
We have bureaus that plan on that for mm-hmm. months.
Commissioner Fritz, I just wanted to comment a kind of undefined date leaving this room today when this might happen again.
No, we won't do that.
Thank you. But the other thing is that there is... It's inconvenient for the applicant, but this, in our view, this appeal is for a much broader issue that will be for many, many applicants if it isn't heard correctly. So if the 19th is the day, or isn't the day because you're shaking your head.
Well, I can't be here on April 19th.
All right. Then whatever day,
April 26th is.
Whatever day is the day, we'll do that day.
Okay.
April 26th.
The next day.
26th is my son's birthday, so that's a good omen, right?
Bring him along. Yep.
Is that the sense of the council? Continuing? Postponing? We haven't started yet, so are we continuing or postponing, Catherine?
I'm not sure. Since you haven't heard any evidence, it matters which terminology you use. You are continuing / postponing it to April 26th at?
2 p.m.?
Yep.
2 p.m.
And we'll need to hear all of your viewers' legal advice again at that point anyway.
Unfortunately, I apologize.
No.
Very good advice.
So you were going to say you weren't going to be here on that.
So ordered, we are going to postpone / continue till April 26th at 2 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for coming down here today. I appreciate working through this.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
So I only have one little tiny thing. So next time, should I bring copies for everybody or just one copy?
Catherine.